For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post show on delay from when it originally aired. We're going to tell you all about the value of NordVPN for that reason in just a moment here, but we have so much to talk about. We got new tag champions. Very exciting. Beyond earned for the Street Profits. Very, very happy for those guys. Loving this heel rendition of them. Loving what we got tonight. Incredible match with Axiom and Gunther that we get to dig into. And a lot more. These European crowds, man, so much fun. But joining me, as always, is Alex Cardoza. Cardoza, how are we doing today?
I'm doing excellent tonight. I'm very happy to be here with you. Just random ass freaking title changes on in the middle of March on Pi Day, by the way. So happy Pi Day
happy
to everyone.
Pi Day.
So we got a lot to talk about. Yeah, and you know, this is what we're doing. Good television. You know, changing titles. Respectfully so, you know, we got these tag team champs that we've been wanting for a while with the new attitude.
Yes, indeed. Nice to see a payoff for them. No Humper Chats tonight, but do get in your Super Chats if there's anything that you want to talk about. We haven't done this in a while, so we'll tell you how to send in Super Chats too. In your little chat bar where you're at, typing in your comments, there's a little dollar sign icon, and you pay for the amount of characters that you want. So if you want to say something that's a little bit longer or ask a question that's a little bit longer, you just slide it up to the amount of characters that you want to pay for. If it's something short, you get that $1.99 deal. Or if you just want to send in a donation to be super cool to us, you're more than welcome to do that. But please do leave a thumbs up as well. A great way to support us for free. And do subscribe to this YouTube channel if you're not already. You get some behind the scenes content as well as reminders for when we have post shows, which is, boy, pretty much every night of the week this season. We got a lot going on. So plenty to talk about tonight. Now, we did have a pretty eventful show considering it's a pre-tape. A lot of times when these European tours happen, we don't get the most eventful stuff, but we're in a season right now that calls for that, right? Like we have to do eventful things. This is the road to WrestleMania. We got some really, really good stuff tonight. We were talking before we went on air, though, Alex, before we even dive into the episode, I was watching some afternoon wrestling. I know you said you were watching this like 6 hours ago, too. I had it on while it was airing live in the States just to have it on in the background. But I'm loving my little afternoon wrestling. I got no complaints when they are on their European tour. Do you feel out of place with that? Or are you, I loved it. Like all of my mental energy of like focusing on the nuances of things and taking notes, I was like done by 6 p.m. or whatever.
It was good to just have it on in the background. Obviously, I mean, like I was doing a bunch of other stuff, you know, for work, but just to have it, you know, a live show that you're able to kind of just keep a eye on. And, you know, we're in a world where everything now is, you know, besides streaming, you know, we're open. So why can't you have a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown or a Dynamite or Collision somewhere else across the globe? A, you can watch it streaming live, and B, you can rewatch it like right now. Like I told you before, it's on up on my Netflix, just looping right now, just playing for the last 12 hours. I'm okay with that.
It's not a bad situation. Well, we are going to tell you about NordVPN and how that helped it make us happen for actually both Alex and I. They're a sponsor of ours, but a service that we both use authentically. Never a better time to have a VPN. AEW is still charging for pay-per-views. They're a little bit cheaper if you travel elsewhere in the world. You know what I mean? Keep your connection secure, whether you're on the road, on your phone even. So many upsides of using a VPN, but we're going to have this message from Sean Rossap tell you all about it. One benefit, though, being able to watch live from a different country. So
if you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have 7 different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
I saw a lot of this, a lot of people saying they watched it earlier and then watched TNA, which happy to hear about that. You get double wrestling in your day. I absolutely adore that. But just as a programming note, Sean is going to be going live for his post shows right after. I think we have another SmackDown or two that are on this European tour. So Alex and I will decide what we want to do. Maybe we'll start it at like 10 instead of 11 on a Friday night. But we do appreciate you being here. But Sean's intention is to do them right after the live Raw. So there you go. But let's dig into this episode of SmackDown. Alex, I'm so excited that the Street Profits are your new tag team champions. We've seen a lot of dancing of the same teams. And I love that the Street Profits have been kind of held back from that mix in a lot of ways. So now we're going to get to see Pretty Deadly versus the Street Profits. Yeah. Certainly seems like we're going to see Los Garza versus the Street Profits as well. But I was so excited. A fantastic match. The Sky High to Johnny Gargano. And then Ford tagging in with the Fall from Heaven. Or I'm sorry, the From the Heavens for the pin and the title win. Crowd was super, super hot for this. They always are in these international crowds. It's so much fun to see. But I'm so excited to see just some fresh matchups in the mix with the Street Profits getting this. These guys deserve it. They're both phenomenal. Montez Ford has been a star for a long time. Angelo Dawkins has improved tremendously. It felt like when they were joining what was then the Hurt Business and that whole run, it felt like they were leaning into their heel persona and then quickly turned face and Lashley left and they didn't really do anything. So I'm so glad that it seems like they're finally cemented in these characters. They're putting on a great match here with DIY. Really fun chemistry between these two teams because they both work so differently. But all of them are veterans in Ciampa and Gargano. There's almost nobody better that you can rely on for tag team versatility specifically. Very happy with tonight's main event. Loved the pyro going off at the end. These guys deserve it. I'm hyped about this. This makes me really happy moving into Mania season as well. What did you think of the result in the match? And what are you thinking with this for WrestleMania? Do you think we get like a 4-pack of some sort? How are you feeling about that?
It's refreshing. It's refreshing to see a new team out there. Credit to DIY, but we knew what I told you last week when this was going to go down. We needed these boys to go in there and hurt people. Sure, I did there. but yeah, it's cool to also see the fact that, you know, you got these guys who are going to thrive as champions. You know, I think specifically with their heel persona.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it just works for them a lot better. And I think like the Hurt Syndicate, them being champions as well on the other end of the spectrum, they too, with their attitude and who they are, like, it's so cool to see these four guys who I thought should have been, you know, champions on their own when they were together in WWE. But once, you know, everything fell apart, I was like, damn, like, what are we going to do? You know, I just hope we don't fall into the same trap, you know, and I do believe that, you know, the titles on SmackDown, I think the SmackDown wrestlers are just a lot better, like more entertaining to me. I don't know why. Like the blue brand just does it for me.
On the division.
There really is. Yeah. So I'm really happy to see them win this match. And I do hope that we get fresh new matches. Now, you mentioned, what do we see for WrestleMania? I don't know. Could they spice it up and put them on a ladder match, maybe? You know, like, sure. Maybe give us something exciting, like a TLC. I don't know. They haven't done TLC matches in such a long time for obvious reasons. You know, they're dangerous. But it'll be cool to kind of see that come down. Like, you got all these new teams. Can we see a certain new tag team come up, if you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So can we get our Latinos out there to represent a little bit?
Hardys are also back around. Speaking of TLC matches, I don't know if they want to take a match like that at this age. They've done enough of paving the way that I don't know if they really want to continue.
Those guys would do anything, direction. To be honest. I feel like they don't care. They'll put their bodies on it.
They really do. They really do. They had a great match against Fraxium, who we're going to talk about in a minute here. And that NXT show at the theater at the Garden, which was so fantastic. But guys, get in your super chats, leave a thumbs up. Let us know who you want to see the Street Profits face at WrestleMania. This is something that interests me now. I'm like, are they going to run it back with the teams that have been in the mix the whole time? Are we going to get something brand new? Is somebody going to reopen the portal and we're going to get a whole fresh new feud? But I'm really excited personally to see them against Pretty Deadly at some point. Like, in a real match, hopefully a real feud. Like, I feel like there's just writing on the wall there, especially with this heel persona of the Street Profits. Like, these super fun characters that want to write their musical versus a team that used to have this lighthearted persona and I think are out to teach them a lesson or two, hopefully sooner rather than later.
And
so, these guys, like, I feel like the vignettes that they've been doing did such a good job, Alex, of telling us, like they even today's, they even ended on the way to the ring with the, like, we want the smoke thing.
Yeah.
And that used to be such a fun, like, we want the smoke.
No, now it means something. It means something. And plus now you send back this, this rookie Motor City, you know, 8-cylinder team back to the bottom and have them work themselves back up. Like a true professional wrestling company is ran. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we did see a vignette with them saying we've got unfinished business with DIY. They'll be running that back again at some point. Will Chisholm saying Ray Phoenix and maybe Malachi Black teases Pop B. So let's talk about that real quick. We did get a couple of vignettes. Certainly feels like that's the direction they're headed. This is an interesting one because Phoenix, especially, like, his tag team partner and his brother is on the other brand. Mm-hmm. And it feels like inevitably they will move to the tag division, right? But at the same time, Penta's been brought in to feel like his own guy. Like, he's been brought in to feel like such a big deal in that mid-card picture already. So I think it's kind of smart to keep them on separate brands until the time comes that they are not, right?
Sure.
But we'll see. We'll see. I think Phoenix could do a lot in that mid-card picture. Give me him versus Santos Escobar any time of the year. Like, that would be so, so, so much fun. So I'm intrigued by that. How are you feeling about Malachi Black and Ray Phoenix getting teased tonight? Do you want to see them before Mania, after Mania? And where do you want to kind of see them re-enter here?
I think they'll be back before Mania. I think they're the type of wrestlers that you would kind of, like, you know, want in your roster to kind of make a difference. You know, and it's crazy. I said this on Blue Sky. It seems like the wrestling business is so much healthier today with the company of, you know, like AEW being out and about doing their thing on their end, completely separate, being their own entity, but having wrestlers having, you know, their ability to kind of go back and forth now.
Sure.
Makes you miss someone. Someone comes back. You know, like, it's really interesting, the dynamic now. You got wrestlers who, you know, are leaving one who spent 5+ years there, whatever, moving over. Like, the opportunities are there now. So this is a great feeling. This feels, and I say this to everyone, and I say it over and over again, this feels like when I grew up watching WCW and WWE and having wrestlers just show up on either show. You know, it was a cool moment.
So I started watching in 09, and I was very close to giving up on it, because what would happen is, now it's so funny because it's such an important heel turn that John Cena made, but I fell in love with heels initially. Yeah. Like, that was what I fell in love with. And then John Cena just kept beating him and all. And I was like, why am I still watching this? But then the pipe bomb happened, and I was like, wait, what's ROH? What's New Japan? Like, what are these alternatives? Because CM Punk mentioned them in a promo. I think, when we talk about the pipe bomb from CM Punk and how important that promo was, and that it broke the fourth wall, and it changed that picture for a little bit, right? Like, I don't think we get a Zack Ryder, Bryan Danielson, then Daniel Bryan, Beth Phoenix title runs as ill-supported and not sustained as they probably should have been. Kofi Kingston, right?
Yes.
If that promo doesn't happen. But there's this piece of the pipe bomb for fans that had just started watching WWE, like me at that time, that didn't know about the other promotions that he just suddenly name dropped in there. Shinsuke Nakamura and Chaos, never would have known about it without the pipe bomb. Like, there were all these things that are so important in that specific promo, but one of them was exactly that. But those didn't feel like viable options. Now we get something like Ricochet coming to AEW, and he's this nerdy Kurt Angle, Jason Jordan, psychopath with scissors.
Sure is.
Showing off everything he can do in the ring and opening up this whole character side. And we get Cody Rhodes being the most successful champion that he could ever be in WWE right now. So I'm with you. I love the competition. And I love, to your point, the excitement of people being able to show up different places. It keeps the scene feeling so fresh. I love it. Like, and, you know, some of that includes, like, for me, I watched NXT and I love Duke Hudson. And I'm like, is he going to go somewhere? Like, it's not just even those big market names. So very, very excited about that. I'm excited about these possibilities too. Triple H booked Aleister Black very, very well when he was here the first time. So we will see. We will see what happens. And Phoenix is just, when he's healthy, a sight to see in the ring. So looking forward to that. But Bad Robot saying, hello, favorite post show. I'm with Alex. Motor City Machine Gun can wrestle. Wow, cool. Pretty Deadly can sing, dance, move in slow motion. Pretty Deadly's Musical Mania. I would be in line for tickets to the Pretty Deadly the Musical, man. I love those guys. So
yeah.
It's so funny. When they were in NXT 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they were so important to the build of Stand and Deliver, and they would say, they would call Stand and Deliver Stand and Deliver, and now every time I hear the word Stand and Deliver, I hear it in their voices. It is ingrained in me from that build. But Orion Ben saying, no matter what I think of WWE, can't lie, the international show love, it's awesome to see these crowds get to have a taste of something that they watch on TV.
Sure.
Come around live to them. And actually, let's swing right now into what I thought was just a fantastic match with Gunther and Axiom, because Gunther calls out A-Kid, which, if you don't know, Axiom's name before he was Axiom on NXT, one half of Fraxium, the NXT tag champions. He was A-Kid. That was his name. And he didn't wrestle with a mask. It was a very different type thing, but it's how the crowd here would identify him. So I liked that Gunther did that. And man, did I love this match. Man, was this match fantastic. Gunther wins with the folding powerbomb, but he gave Axiom a lot. And I just loved that the story here was incredible speed and athleticism, big, powerful dude. And anytime Axiom would get an offense, and he got in a lot of offense, Gunther was just too much, just too much. There were all these spots of, like, Gunther chopping Axiom and going for the power bomb, but then Axiom avoiding it and hitting a bunch of strikes just for Gunther to get him up again. And Axiom with the knee and then a small package. Like, there were so many spots, and the crowd was buying all the hope spots, which
makes
watching a wrestling match so fun. And Gunther just, like, has such an incredible feel, Alex, for when to lean in to being all the more powerful, all the meaner. he's so good at match pacing with a guy that is too, like, someone that fast and that athletic can really give guys that are, I mean, good, they're so, like, lean now, but like when you're a big powerful wrestler, sometimes those people aren't handled very well.
Sure.
Like,
no. Yeah.
And I just think he's such a brilliant artist, and he has such a feel for, like, put my foot on the gas to make it more brutal, take my foot off the gas to make it less. Like, he's incredible. This was my match of the night. I loved the tag match that we got to, but I just thought for the offense that he gave Axiom,
yeah,
I thought this was excellent. What did you think?
You know, so this is like the old school wrestling mentality, right? Where you have a brawler, someone like a Gunther who could go in there and literally chop the life out of you. And then you got Axiom, who's just, you know, you see him in the ring. You see him, what he's done. He's fast. He's agile. Like,
wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The dude can move. So the two styles, even though they clash, man, do they make poetry in the ring. So I really enjoyed it. And Gunther has this, you know, like, he has this ability to not sound like a professional wrestler. He's so much more than that. He's a fighter, right? And even in the post interviews or whatever he was doing, which we'll get to later, you can tell that, like, the way he delivers his promos and everything. So you kind of sort of have to be always the aggressor with him.
Sure.
You got to bring it to him. And for some reason, man, you come to him. He has a smug attitude. He's going to bitch slap you right back down to size, you know? So I like what they're doing with him. I'm a little scared of what they might do for WrestleMania.
Sure. Me too.
Because his build, as happy as I am that he's, you know, where he's at, I'm kind of scared. Like, they haven't really given him much, you know, a couple things here and there like that. Am I wrong to feel that way for that?
So I think, well, a couple of things. I loved the promo where he said, they kind of retconned it, but he said, I could even do box office. Like, sure. I'm so dominant, but I will make people think that I'm in peril because right. I'm that good. Right. Like, it's never going to come back to haunt me. So I like that a lot. I think I saw someone the other day say, like, not going to lie, I enjoyed his Intercontinental title reign more than his world title reign. Yeah. And I think part of it is he just feels like that workhorse champion. And in WWE, the presentation, and most places, but here where he works, like, the world title belts are more story focused with less matches, and the mid-card title belts are more character arc focused with more matches, I think. Yeah. And I feel like his character is such a, okay, try me character that like, it's almost like that style title reign just suits who he is better. I have my concerns about that match too, because we've seen Gunther beat Jay out of the sky so many times. And there's obviously a tremendous amount of upside with Jay Uso, but I do worry that the in-ring is going to be a little bit more one-dimensional than the story begs for, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see that match. But you mentioned this backstage segment where he's talking to Jimmy Uso, and man, I love me some Jimmy Uso. I got to be real. I might not love that they call him Big Jim every week, but
I don't like that either.
Jimmy's timing is so great. And we get this, this backstage where Gunther says, "We're a lot alike. Like, I'm a big brother. You're a twin, but you're obviously the more mature brother of the two. And you just saw what I did, right, with this guy. I folded him up in this power bomb. And even though he was so fast and so athletic, I still beat him up pretty bad. So as the more mature brother, I think it's probably best that you tell your brother to just, like, back off this whole match." And Jimmy Uso says, "We're all going to be eating at WrestleMania, okay? Don't even try that with me," which I thought was pretty cute. This follows Gunther also having, like, a nice sleeper hold lock-in that puts Axiom out until the ref runs down post-match. So he's just laying in punishment for kicks and giggles here, Alex. But I loved this little interaction. And to your point, he always brings this sincerity that kind of breaks from the quote unquote WWE way, in a sense of, like, the delivery is just so conversational and sincere, and he's so sure of who he is as a wrestler. It feels like he's very bought into the idea that the mat is sacred and this is how he approaches business with it. I loved this, and I love Jimmy Uso's offset of how serious Gunther can be. What did you think of this brief but really, in my opinion, fun interaction?
So it was like two things that I kind of noticed. One of them was the fact that, like, I'm looking at a Big Jim, and his character, it's there, but I feel like he's more of the comedic character right now. Like, he's, I don't know, like, I want to take him a little bit more seriously, but I don't think they've pushed him as far as his brother has to be more serious, right? But he still has a mean streak in him, like you saw when he kind of stepped up to Gunther about it, right? And then the other thing is, man, he's, as I'm looking at them, that specific segment today, he's starting to look more and more like, you know, his dad. Like, he's starting to, like, age a bit, you know? And I was just like, man, like, how much longer are they going to keep him separate, right? Like, are they going to push him to the moon? Hopefully he gets a title because, you know, his brother's doing his thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that he gets something, you know, a singles. Because we all know as a tag team, he's able to do anything. But as a singles, I don't know. Like, I'm hoping something good comes his way soon, because it feels like he's kind of lost. Like, does he need to be in a WrestleMania match?
Is he going to be in the Andre the Giant, whatever the heck? Yeah.
Right, like, right. Yeah. Is that where they're going to put him? Is, you know, will they say, like, you're going to win? Like, not say he's going to, but let's say he does win. Is that his, you know, startup for the rest of the year heading into 2026? Like, who knows? But I just feel like I'm not invested in his character.
And yeah, they haven't really given us a consistent reason to be.
I'm cool with him being on the shows and doing all of his things, man, because he's great. But at the same token, I don't feel anything there for him.
Well, I have similar concerns to the build with Gunther and Jay that you do, and part of it is because they insist on Jey Uso using his spear. It's not my favorite move of his. Because sometimes, Alex, your spear needs a little help.
Oh, Jesus.
Sometimes the spear is like a little, it's a little flaccid. And it's okay. Sometimes you just need the right assistance. You know what I mean? And of course, I'm obviously talking about Blue Chew.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Mind your own business, mailman.
Yeah, mailman. You dirty old mailman.
Let's not use the word flaccid to describe a wrestler's work. It's almost like I wasn't really talking about a wrestler's work, man.
First of all.
It's almost like I was talking about a penis.
Wow, you said it. You said it. I didn't know that.
You had no idea. You had the double entendre.
I do know is there's a lot of you here tonight, again, like every single Friday. So make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Just like you took a blue chew, you too could get your thumb up, if you know what I mean.
What direction is the thumb going?
Penis.
So, and by all means, the more thumbs up, the more I get to use my clavicle oil here live on stream. And we all know I just started my clavicle oil business. It's the best thing around for all of your clavicles.
You're budding. Support small business people. Support
small oil business. Veteran owned.
That's right. Business. That's right. Very That's real clavicle very, oil business.
Very clavicle oil.
Guys, get in your super chats. We're talking about this episode of SmackDown. Let us know just in the chat too. I'm intrigued to see if you guys watched this afternoon or if you watched it live. My timeline was pretty split, so I'm wondering if our chat has any indicator. I always find that kind of interesting. So just let us know there. A reminder to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com as well. There was drama, Alex, between Shayna Baszler and Jade Cargill. And
I had no idea until I Sean, got Fightful Select.
That was originally reported by Dave Meltzer, but Sean had some supplementary details. He was on last week talking about that. It was not that big of a deal. But it was. If you like gossip, we've got it all for you. There's plenty going on at FightfulSelect.com. There's the Ask SRS channel too, which is so valuable. We have that in our Discord as well as its own show along with our backstage report. Alex Pulowski and I do alternative PLE reviews and pay-per-view reviews to what is on the main channel. Tis the season for PLEs and pay-per-views, man. There's so much going on right now. All the scoops you could want, tons of bonus content. There were some figure videos that are going up there as well. Sean and our owner Jimmy Van were going through some of that world and the truth about what Jimmy Van bought from Matt Cardona, because it wasn't just a nudie Miss Elizabeth, as Matt Cardona will have you believe.
Whoa.
A lot of fun on FightfulSelect.com. Best $6 in the biz. Even if it's stories that aren't broken by Sean, he's really good about getting supplemental details on stuff. So you will get the complete story from Sean Rossap as he can get it for you. So FightfulSelect.com.
And make sure you guys get us over 100 likes. You guys can do it. We can do together.
Please do. I love this. We can admire Sean and Jimmy's figures. You can. They're trying to keep their figures for you. Trying to keep their figures for you. But let's keep working through this episode of SmackDown. Man, I loved that Gunther and Axiom match. That's one that I watched intently both times because that was so much fun. But let's flip over to something that kind of had mixed results for me. Let's talk about this B-Fab and Charlotte Flair match with the post-match that came. So we get B-Fab versus Charlotte Flair. I like that B-Fab is getting used more. I think the reports were that she's been working very hard and is very easy to work with, very coachable in that sense. So nice to see her getting some more reps, but we knew which way this was going to go. This is Charlotte landing kind of a super kick. This wasn't her best one, but hitting that natural selection and the figure eight for the win. And then post-match, Charlotte refuses to break the hold, but here comes Tiffany Stratton in way too similar gear to Charlotte. That is a pet peeve of mine. But she takes her down, and we get, I'm not kidding, more than 200 security men. Not 200, but there Maybe. Were a Close. Lot of security guards lot, that yeah. came down there to separate the gals. Who were an almost identical ring deer with the same color hair. If Charlotte wasn't taller, I would have been so confused in this. But, man, I love a good pull-apart brawl. This was not a very good pull-apart brawl, and a lot of their pull-apart brawls start to look the same, man. Like, this is just security holding them both back. Oh, my goodness, one of them broke through.
One of them got loose, yeah.
There's security in the background. This one was just bad. There were way too many security guards there. I think it's probably pretty cool because the European local talent that got used, like all of them got used, which is really cool. They got a payday. They get to be in front of their friends and family. This was too many security guards for me to believe that like they couldn't hold back one of these two gals. Because I think they could have held back three Braun Strowmans with how many were in there. Like, this was...
Well, show that the women are strong, too, you know?
Big time. Big time. But they also, they just run this play out of the playbook all the time. We just saw one with CM Punk and Seth Rollins on Monday. Like, they are doing too many of the same things. We're going to talk about a very predictable DQ ending in a moment, too. But not either fault of the ladies involved. I think a fault of the execution of the segment. But later, we do get a Miz TV segment with Cody, and there is a Swanton bomb off the stage that was really, really cool. So this was a bit of a roller coaster of a through line for me. But my big thing is, even if the pull apart brawl was awesome, Alex, I feel like this isn't like an I hate you blood feud. Like this, no. This doesn't have kind of like that ratcheted up violence to it yet. We've got a long way to go, but I was like, these two don't. They don't hate each other. Like, that's not the story of the match that we're getting at WrestleMania. Charlotte won the Rumble and they exchanged some words. But I felt like this level of heat between the two is not the story we've been told in correlation to the segment that was produced tonight.
Yeah, I think what they've, when they inserted Charlotte into everything, they've kind of just not really helped Tiff out, basically, right? She's supposed to be reacting to Charlotte's big aura of just being around and being a menace and being someone that wants to take your title, right? Because outside of that, there hasn't really been much except words, right? Like, we exchange heated words or we talk about someone backstage. But even with this pull apart and all this other, you know, stuff going on, it just did, it still doesn't feel like there's something there. Like, there's no, like, and they do such a great job of telling us why people are fighting, and they do such a great job of telling different stories. The story has been like, hey, boom, Charlotte's back. She's like, you know, the queens of queens. And Tiff is just sitting there getting help from, you know, Trish Stratus and blah, blah, blah. Like, she's been very soft, right? Very soft against Charlotte.
She gave us that line, like, everybody was so sad for like a day and then we all moved on, which I liked that. But that was kind of the only thing here. And I don't feel like it warranted this much of like a heated segment between the two. But we got some more super chat love coming in. One from Kylie, who sends in a rainbow of hearts. We love you so much. Thank you for hanging out with us on your Friday night into Saturday morning. And meet Normus with a, here's a small sack of monies for the Bangs Clavs conglomeration. I forgot SmackDown happened. Been slinging corned beef all afternoon. Wow. How was it? It was pretty good. Alex and I talked about this before we went on air too. It kind of broke the structure that we're used to seeing of like a lot of backstage segments and bookending the show with the same storyline and all these through lines. Like, we didn't get a lot of that tonight, and it kind of almost felt like tonight, as is the case with a lot of pre-tape shows, has that like half storyline advancement, half house show feel. And I don't mind that, because it should be for the crowds that are getting to see it. Like, this is one that I'm okay with. Do you have a preference? Did you like the presentation that we got tonight, or are you more into like the traditional format that we get when it's well done?
I don't mind when they mix things up. Like, obviously, like, we've spoken about this all last year, how they were bookending every show, and we kind of, it became a sort of thing where we were kind of just knowing what was happening, right? You start the show with the Bloodline. We know it's going to end with the Bloodline, you know. So just to have the differences in kind of having spots here, spots there is cool. And listen, that playbook that they used today was very, very similar to a lot of the playbook that's being used like on Dynamite, because there's not a lot of bookending in Dynamite. It's mostly like spots, and you're telling stories in the ring, and your backstage segments are leading to little things here and there, but they're not, it's not a fine woven line in between the entire show. And I think I kind of like that better today, because it just kind of gave you a little bit of everything, as opposed to seeing the walk in the beginning, seeing the talking segment in the ring, then seeing them again talking in the back end, and then seeing them walk around in the background and meeting a wrestler and having that beef and like, I'll see you tonight. You know, like,
I think especially because the majority of your audience isn't seeing the reveals in real time. So yeah, it feels kind of like a waste, right? It's like, if everything's already out there, why are you like surprising us within the episode as things go along? Like, everybody's already kind of found out about it before they even watch on the US side. But,
and you mentioned the crowd too, by the way. I just want to say this, like, the crowds, when it comes to any wrestling company going outside of the United States, and I said this on the Blue Sky too. Yeah, I called it the Blue Sky. I'm old. people tend to be so tribalistic in the way that they speak here in the United States about professional wrestling, which is just something that we should all be watching to have a good time and kind of like have some conversation like we are right now, that when they go outside of the United States, these crowds are the same crowds that visit other shows. You know, whether it be TNA, MLW,
wrestling's there. Like,
exciting that wrestling is there. None of them are there screaming out, this company sucks, or this person said, no, everyone's just having a party. And we've seen it. We've seen it over and over again. Yeah.
So look at Australia, man. Like, whenever WWE is there, they go nuts. Like, they go insane for Rhea Ripley. When AEW was there, they're singing.
Oh my God.
All of the Alter Bridge for
by all means, like, have all the shows overseas. We don't need the United States shows. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, not all of them. I want to go.
Just put WrestleMania in Germany next year.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if WrestleMania goes international. I think that's going to be interesting in the future.
That would be amazing. Listen, the minute, and I don't want to ramble on here, but the minute that they took WrestleMania out of Madison Square Garden, because WrestleMania was a Madison Square Garden thing. I know you didn't watch wrestling back in the day as I did.
I know Bruno Sammartino, though. I know my legends.
Yeah, of course. But we had, you know, WrestleMania was like, you knew Madison Square Garden was the place to be for WrestleMania, right? And they had, you know, after a while, they took it out of there. And then, you know, it became a big deal, the deal that it is now. So at this point, it's not something that we need to have here. Let's just be honest. They come here to see shows. There's plenty of people here that will fly out to go see shows elsewhere.
Absolutely. It's amazing how many people use wrestling shows as an excuse for vacation now. I love it.
If you work for like a media company, hey, WrestleMania is right around the corner. Do you mind flying me out there and I'll cover it?
I know that's happening with someone on our staff for WrestleMania. Who? I'll let them reveal that information.
Wow. It's definitely me. I just want to say it right now.
I'll tell you who it's not. It ain't me. I'm going to be sitting at home making money reviewing shows. I got a
carry-on bag, and I have a check-in bag full of clavicle oil that I will be taking with me to Vegas. We don't play.
Finn McAwesome says international crowds remain undefeated. Well, now you're just showing off our Australian friend.
Yes.
New Zealand friend?
How dare you.
Originally from New Zealand and Australia now, I think. I get it mixed up.
And Freddie says it too. Freddie was out there.
Oh my God, Freddie.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, I want to talk about, I'm talking about legendary actor and all-around podcaster.
Wrestling savant.
Freddie Prinze Jr. That's what I'm talking about. He was just in Australia not too long ago. And he said the same thing. People out there are just amazing and nuts. It's so cool.
they're just mates.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Under the lamp that's over your right shoulder on the floor, there's a name that you dropped. You're going to want to.
There's a couple. I haven't picked them up yet. And I kind of spread them evenly. There's a couple over here that you haven't seen yet, but
I can see that they're there. They haven't been flipped over to reveal.
No, I can't. Some of them, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stay in there. You know? Can't reveal.
Guys, get in your super chats. We're plugging our way through this episode of SmackDown. Seems like a lot of people watched this afternoon from what was said in the chat. I know our friend Ophelia had mentioned that before, that she was watching around 1 o'clock. We got some people that waited until 8 p.m. This is awesome. This is good information. I always love stuff like that.
I wish I could throw a poll. Get it?
There is a way to do that, but I don't know how.
I can't. I mean, I'm only a moderator. I don't have like access like that in the back end, like a complete access. If not, I would have thrown a poll up for us and taken you guys'
question. Sean did that to find out how many people watched on Max versus how many people were watching on TBS that were in the chat. And it was actually really interesting to find out.
We should do that more, especially here on a Friday night. You know, we poll our audience. We let them know that we still need close to about over. Come on, guys. We can get over 35 likes. Get us over that 33 likes.
That 100 hump.
34. Yeah.
Almost. If you need help with your poll.
Whoa. Like
we not don't even have the code anymore, but 2LT follows. Taking $2.
I always feel attacked here, by the way.
Blonde hair dye. Thank you.
Hey, can we give a shout out on the chat? Hey, put some W's in the chat for Kate's lovely hair. Like, I didn't really notice it last week because I don't pay attention to anything she does. But today, it just looks great.
Get that a lot, man.
Hey, we passed 69 likes. Thank you so much, Giggity.
Nice. Fitzing, I watched it at 6 a.m. live in Australia. And if you have somewhere to crash, if you ever make it here, team, that is definitely on the list, going to Australia. It is a full day of a flight, but man, there and the Tokyo Dome are on the travel list for Kate someday. But let's talk about what the Swanton spot between Charlotte and Tiffy led into, which was one of the best episodes of Miz TV I've ever seen. I actually really liked what we got out of this. And that's not always my favorite talk show, the Kevin Owens show I'm extremely partial to.
I wonder mostly why.
Because KO gets so dressed up for it. But we have The Miz heading to the ring for his interview with Cody Rhodes. And Cody makes his entrance. And before we get to the Miz cuts off Cody's music.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Second, which is just like the heeliest thing that you can do to Cody right now, is to deprive the crowd of a whoa. So I love that. But Cody enters the ring and just punches The Miz before hitting him with a crossroads. And he doesn't give up. Unless it's John Cena. He doesn't care what anyone has to say except for John Cena. And Miz plays with Cody a little bit, says he got beat up by two great rappers and Travis Scott and John Cena. Cena's name getting some serious heat. But I loved this because Cody says he doesn't want to talk to The Miz, doesn't want to talk to anybody but Cena, and he'll be at Raw on Monday and hopes that John Cena will be there too. And Cena will, in fact, be in Brussels on Monday. So what I loved about this, what do we always say, Alex? We want to see Cody Rhodes feel like he wants to fight someone. Like, we're getting a little tired of the good guy shtick, right? We're tired of the Cody Rhodes promo cadence. We like it when he sounds like a person and he wants
of
to
crying.
Beat someone up.
I'm tired of him crying. Because every... I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not saying this... against him. But like every single promo is pretty much the same for the last 3 years that he's been back. He kind of just kind of gives us that, you know, sad look, like he's mad and he's going to cry and he's mad again. Then they bring up his dad and he's going to cry again. And then they say, you know, you want to go home to your lovely daughter. And then he cries again. Like,
and more than crying, it's the incredible
pregnant. I want him to grab the bell and just like, bam. You know what I'm saying?
I love, so overall, and I've said this a few times, like the second half of his title reign, I think has been a lot better than the first.
Yeah.
And I think the Cena heel turn is incredibly interesting for him to dig into. Right. And I love that tonight he was like, I'm not here to like get cute with the Miz. I'm here to talk to John Cena. And if he ain't here, I'm here to whoop ass until I find that guy. Sure, like, yeah. This was so refreshing from Cody. I like Cody having some teeth about this a lot. I thought it was really, really good. And I like the Miz getting in a couple shots, but ultimately Miz TV just being a vehicle to let Cody come out and be like pissed and looking for Cena. Good stuff. Good stuff out of this tonight for sure.
Same.
Guys, get in your super chats. We are moving along.
Let's throw them our way, please. Throw those soups.
I said this. I said, get in your soupies and your humpies. And Sean said, who approved that? And I said, you're the one that called them humper chats, Sean.
I mean, wow.
People have said that multiple times to me of like, who approved that? Like humper chats. That's not very professional. And I was like,
that is not, you're right. I didn't think about that.
The guy that runs the place.
We're almost over to 80 likes on the, just to freshen the palate while we just hump away here on a Friday night.
We don't actually have humper chat access tonight. So just your super chats, but yeah. That's we right. already told you all about Blue Chew if you're trying to get humping on a Friday. I'll say that much. Okay, I'll say that much and I'll leave it at that.
I'm going to have to order this stuff. You guys talk about it so much that I'm just going to...
Free! Just pay for shipping.
I'm going to pay for my shipping and then we're going to do a product test right here live on the air and just...
Well, I don't know if that's the way to
go. Oh, no. Okay, we don't do that. Okay, got it.
But you can let us know how discreet your mailman really is.
Okay. Well, you know, I never met my mailman because we have cluster boxes here. So,
oh, well, there you go. There you go.
There you go, mailman.
Yeah, mailman.
You're not going to see my boner pills.
That's what I love legitimately whenever people are like, you're unprofessional. Sean's always like, we sell boner pills.
How am I ever going to get a job anywhere? Like, after someone watches my highlight reel talking about this.
So you are well employed, unlike a lot of the people that are those weird nerdy trolls.
You're 100% correct. Yes, ma'am.
For being unemployed. But let's talk about the opening of the show. LA Knight is over like Rover and Barcelona. I tell you what, yeah. But Jimmy Uso interrupts him, calling Knight desperate for a WrestleMania opponent and challenging him for the title, which I like. So that gets set up for later. But we have Solo Sikoa arriving with Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga, arguing that Fatu deserves a title shot. Mm-hmm. We get all of this escalating into a brawl, and Braun Strowman runs in to even the odds. And Nick Aldis sets up a six-man, which we kind of swing right into. We get LA Knight, Jimmy Uso, and Braun versus Jacob Fatu, Solo Sikoa, and Tama Tonga. This ends with Knight hitting a baseball slide. Underrated move, in my opinion. I love a good baseball sign. Yeah, on to Solo, and Jimmy hits Jacob Fatu with a suicide dive, sending him over the desk, and Braun hits the power slam to win. And later, we get Solo and Tama hyping up Fatu in the back, and Fatu talks to the camera and basically is like, Braun could never. He could never hang with this. Coast to coast and post to post, Fatu will be dog walking him. We already saw Braun win against him, though.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's less effective, but I think Fatu is going to stand tall by the end of this. I just want this cleared out before WrestleMania. Like, I don't want this dragging into Mania. I'm pessimistic that is the case. But we did get some post-match action too. We got Solo Sikoa taking out Braun with a Samoan spike, Knight brawling into the crowd, Fatu super kicking Jimmy, and Braun getting hit with some headbutts and three of those double jump moonsaults. Like, the shining star in this is Jacob Fatu, and I don't think we should have him. I feel like he should be in a very important match and position heading into WrestleMania. I'll put it that way. Like, no offense to Braun Strowman. He's great, and he is great at the purpose that he serves in WWE in the present day. But Jacob Fatu was like mega main event star. I feel like he should be doing something more important than this at this point in the year. What do you think of the match and the post-match and the segment we get backstage?
It's hard because he's not new, but he's, you know, we're talking about Jacob Fatu here. Like, he just came off a really insane, strong, you know, bloodline feud. Like, this was, I mean, we literally injected him with octane jet fuel and said go, right? So now that things have slowed down, it's like, what are we doing? Where are we going with him? You know, like, what's next? And it's hard because the people there that are put in place have so many other stories that they're still trying to tell.
Sure.
That this man here is kind of still, you know, like, who is it that's still injured from the bloodline? What's his name? Tagovailoa? No.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so Tagovailoa is still out. So it's hard because whatever plans they must have had for those two, you know, and then leaving Jacob Fatu to go on his own, had probably like all had to come to a stop, and they had to now do this, you know, pivot and do what they're doing now with Jacob and whatnot. So for me, to be honest, I'm okay with them slow rolling whatever Jacob is doing, because I know it's gonna become something bigger sooner than later. I don't think in the terms right now, like maybe after you know, if the year kicks off again after WrestleMania, you know, the new season,
sure,
we'll probably see something big come out of him.
I'm intrigued because of a few things. One, it feels like we're leading to a split with Sikoa and Fatu.
Yes. Yes. Right.
That seems inevitable. If they do that by WrestleMania, that's one thing. If somebody gets cost a match and they do that at WrestleMania Backlash, that's a possibility. I think it's just Backlash now. I think
that's bad. Yeah. Yeah. What year are you? What year is this?
I don't know. But I'm also intrigued if they slow burn that even more than they are. You could get Fatu versus Cena, because let's not forget, Solo Sikoa beat John Cena, and he just Samoan spiked him like 8 times, right?
This is true.
I'm intrigued to see where that goes, but I think Fatu is in line for a title shot at some point.
I have to
over 7,000 watching of you right now across platforms. Thank you so much for tuning in, sending those super chats. Leave a thumbs up on this video, and who knows, maybe Alex will show you his clavicles.
Listen, I've been working on them. Guys, please, soon my website will launch alongside with my clavicle oil. So all 7,000 of you watching right now, make sure you go follow me. Right now. Stop what you're doing. AlexisCardoza.com. Just kidding. We're having a good time, though. It's Friday night, man.
We're over
80 likes here on the stream tonight. Thank you so much, everyone on the YouTube side. We appreciate you. Can we get us over to the 100th threshold before we end the show, please? I love you.
We love you so much. Let's talk about another match where I felt like we had one dominant offensive opponent giving a lot of offense to the guy we knew wasn't going to win. We saw that with Gunther and Axiom. Gunther was obviously going to win, so they made Axiom look like $1 million. I thought Randy Orton gave a very selfless in-ring performance to Carmelo Hayes tonight and let him shine a lot, which made me really happy. This ends with Randy Orton setting up for the RKO, and the crowd was so ready for it, but Hayes blocks it and hits the first 48. But Randy, hits the RKO while staggering around because Alex, as we know, it comes out of nowhere. So that was awesome.
Nowhere.
And then post-match, Randy gives Carmelo Hayes, or tries to, offers him a handshake, and Hayes shoves him away. So Randy hits another RKO, and the crowd wants another. But instead, Randy sets for the punt, and Kevin Owens pulls Hayes out of the way. Randy and Owens are brawling. I love that they seem to be saving the punt for Mania, because so much of Kevin Owens' story has been, I have this lethal move that was banned by WWE because it's so dangerous. And then on the other side of it, we have Randy Orton bringing back the punt, which was banned by WWE because it's so dangerous. Owens escapes to the crowd. Randy was like chasing him, but then gave him a yada and went out the other way. I really, really liked this match versus Randy Orton and Carmelo. The Miz was nowhere near Carmelo in this. I don't know if Miz TV has like a whole production meeting after they have episodes or whatever needs to happen there. But Carmelo is great. I'll say this much. On Tuesday, NXT had the best TV episode of NXT since the 2.0 era started to present. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Black and Gold had some really incredible TV. So I'm not going to go as far as to say best ever, but certainly the best since the 2.0 era. Obafemi and Javon Evans showed that they were the future of the company. And I feel like before that, of this generation, you had Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker showing that they are the future of the company. And right now, Bron Breakker is on his second IC title run. And Carmelo Hayes is losing in a great match to a legend on SmackDown. Feels like he's nowhere near a title picture. And it's concerning. It's concerning to me because he seems like modern day Shawn Michaels. If you were like, take Shawn Michaels and put him in a cool, hip 2020s setting, you get Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah.
And it's not my place to advocate for, but I've heard and seen a lot of Black content creators noticing this trend and being really upset by it. And I have eyes. I'm white, but I have eyeballs.
And, really?
I really, really, really feel like they need to get him on a track sooner than later, because even things like this, Alex, Jeff Cobb was reported by us as coming into the company. He's over 40 years old. He's 42. He's turning 43, I think, next week. They have to start making these young stars. Like, they can't keep calling on John Cena and The Rock, and CM Punk is getting up there, and AJ Styles is getting up there, and Cody is on the younger side of getting up there, right? But they have these young guys that they have to make for the future. And Carmelo Hayes, if you were watching NXT, it was, you would have to be, what was the Bird Box movie or whatever with Sandra Bullock, where she has the blindfold on and doing this? Yeah. That's how blind you have to be if you cannot see Carmelo Hayes' talent, and that is not how he's being presented. But so get him on a track that involves more than this.
He's stuck, Kate. I said this before. He's stuck. There's boxes. There's boxes in professional wrestling. And once you put in that box, you're stuck there for, I don't know, for however long people keep you there and then they get you out, right? So that's where we're at right now with this. He's not moving. He's not going anywhere. Yeah, he'll get a couple wins here and there. He'll have a great match like he did tonight, right? He has the attitude. He has ways of upsetting other people around him, right? So that they can start a fight with him and he could show off. But other than that, that's it. And then you got all these other names that are coming into the company. And then, you know, it just, at some point, we fans question a lot of the things that are happening, you know, and are they, do they even care? You know, I would hope so. I would hope that they do.
I would hope so too, especially because Aleister Black is also not in his early 20s.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, they're just, it's piling on a lot of these. And what do you do? What are you going to do? You have a whole roster of NXT kids that are waiting to come up as well. The roster is starting to, again, and we said this before, there was a point where the roster kind of shrunk down. We were like, all right, cool. So we have two shows. Let's spread people around. And then nothing happened. Everyone's fighting the same people every single week, right? And now you have NXT kids that you know that right after WrestleMania, these kids make their way up. So it's getting a little, to me, it's getting a little jam-packed.
Even Ricky Starks is like in his mid-30s, right? And he just came into NXT.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. I don't know what more they need to see from Carmelo Hayes. He's shown that he can do comedic stuff with The Miz. He's shown that he can promo seriously. He's shown he can have layered dimensional relationships in NXT like he did with Trick Williams. He's right. incredible in the ring. He's effortlessly cool. Like, I don't know what more they need to see from him
right.
to give him something valuable. I'm glad he's getting TV time. It would be stupid not to, but it's also really stupid to do a best of seven with Andrade like they did and have no follow-up plan. It's bad. Right. It's just bad. So great match. I love that Randy Orton gave him so much offense, but for the love of God, can we do something with Carmelo? I'm tired of saying it week after week, but
I'm with you.
Let's move along. Let's talk some security harvests, Alex. Let's talk some Chelsea Green with Piper Niven and Alba Fire. Nice to see her in her security harvest outfit here. Mm-hmm. But Green talks about all the injustice she's faced as US champion, and Zelina Vega comes over and she wants a title shot. And she says, or Piper Niven, excuse me, says that if Vega wants to get to Chelsea, she's going to have to go through the two of them. So we've got Vega and Piper Niven next week. I'm glad that Zelina Vega has to get some wins to get to Chelsea. That's good, because sometimes they're like, we'll give Zelina Vega a title shot because she's really great. Because she's lovely. Have her get some wins to get to Chelsea makes sense. And it'll be nice to see Alba Fire in action, I'm assuming, after that. So that's some good stuff. Any thoughts on this segment? I'm excited to see what Piper and Zelina can do.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's no tomfoolery in this match. You know, like, I hope if she loses, let it be a clean loss, right? Which I don't, you know, we got to give Piper some good wins. We also got to give Zelina some good wins. So it's like, oh man, what do? You know, like, Piper is the heel. So why wouldn't you have Zelina kind of like use what's her face? Chelsea Green on the outside as a prop, you know, to kind of like get the victory. Because in all reality, when you put these two in the ring, Piper should just destroy her, you know? So you're going to have something come up and something, you know, to make this match go Zelina's way. So that's where what I think, and that's what I predict, that, you know, if Zelina does get the victory, that's how it's going to go down. And then maybe you still see that continuing crack happen between Chelsea and Piper as well.
Yeah, I think there's some validity to that. I don't think it'll be like the cleanest win by Zelina. So we'll see what happens there.
I don't know anything, friends. I don't have any of those names back there that would help me out with that.
Coming down the home stretch, we got two more segments to talk about. One of them is this match between Damian Priest and Shinsuke Nakamura. There were too many things on this episode, though it doesn't really matter for the live crowd, where all the advancement happened after the match, and this was one of them, right? We get a DQ because McIntyre interferes, shock of the century, and we get this huge post-match beatdown with Shinsuke hitting the Kinshasa, and just like, again, much like the women's match that we saw earlier, right, with Charlotte and B-Fab, like, post-match was where all the real action happened. So that's not my favorite way to go about business, but this one was pretty well done. I like this better than a pull-apart brawl, for example. I thought this was good. But like, 3 out of 3 for the most interesting parts of things happening after a match, right? We had it with the 6-man match as well. We had it with KO and with Randy. The faux punt, I would argue, is probably more of a storyline advancement than Randy Orton getting a win over Carmelo. So sure. I just would like to see the in-ring matches between two people have more consequences within each other. But it was a house show, basically. Like, sure. It was a house show on steroids for one of these European crowds. So not the worst, but certainly it felt like the story being built out with Drew and Damian. Yep. The performers are really trying to kick it into high gear. Yes. We also had these video packages where Drew goes through all of the ways that Damian has stood in his way and cost him, which was good. So credit to Drew and Damian for trying to make this feel like it's getting more juice and that we're building towards something at Mania. I like Shinsuke getting involved in the mix here. I'm glad they had something to follow up with after the U.S. title reign that didn't do a ton for him. What did you think?
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, I want a little bit more out of these, out of Drew McIntyre and Priest. Like, it doesn't feel like it's such a strong, you know, rivalry right now. It just feels like someone just picking on someone else just for a fight because they want to fight. I don't know. That's just what it is to me. Shinsuke being thrown in the mix with certain things, he feels out of place right now to me. He feels like just someone floating around that they're using, you know, to kind of like drop
him
in the mouth.
I don't feel like he fits in this feud.
Not
but
at all.
I am intrigued by the wrinkle here. Like, I don't want this to be a triple threat. Like, this feels like it should be between Damian and Drew.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what's next for Shinsuke in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, he started off strong. But this is, again, if you guys are following me here, I've been saying it for the last couple of years here on the old Friday post show, certain boxes. Shinsuke, sure. I think, is stuck in that right now. You know, like you just mentioned, he's kind of a wrinkle, like you don't know, but that's where he's at and that's what he's meant to do.
I will say it did feel like his years and years and years of great work are starting to take a physical toll on his body a little bit. So I think it was the right call to put it back on LA Knight. And I think maybe he's going to be kind of part-timer legend status. So we'll see. We'll see what they've got for Shinsuke.
What do you know? What scoops do you have, Gain?
I got nothing. That is a Sean Ross Sapp game, and it can stay that way. I get that all the time because I do talk to wrestlers, and I'm like, yeah, but like I talked to them about like Love Island.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Creed.
True.
Like, I'm not looking for scoops.
Nine more likes, friends. Nine more likes. Get us over that 100 threshold. And Kate will start a show about Love Island on her YouTube channel.
We have a show on Fightful Overbooked that talks about reality television. It pains me to admit this, but it's because of SmackDown. So I feel like it's relevant.
Oh.
I got tempted by Temptation Island. Okay. When Temptation Island was on after SmackDown, I don't watch reality television. Like, I really don't.
Neither do I,
not my jam, but I had a friend who was going through a breakup and she's like, you're watching Love Island with me. And I was like, okay, you don't watch the G1 when I'm going through a breakup, but whatever. and also Shane Haste is a big fan of Love Island Australia. So I got into that for a minute. We would talk about that. Temptation Island is what I got into. Jeremy Lambert, our like content guy around here, anything on Fightful.com, he's got his fingerprints on even from a distance or directly, right? Best headline writer in the game. Loves all reality television. Huge fan. Talks about with SP3.
Nice.
Wednesday mornings? Thursday mornings?
Nice.
I can't remember the order of things.
And if you too want to be in Temptation Island, no, I'm just...
Hey!
But
I was like counting down the days to when it returned on Netflix, which
See,
was
look yesterday. At you.
So
you
we're are... gonna have to we're gonna have to catch up on it more. But we both had the same reaction that all the guys on this year's Temptation Island.
We could do a watch along one day, you and I, just kind of go through it.
To Temptation Island?
Yeah, and just kind of like be tempted to talk bad about it.
Oh, it's the. Bottom of the barrel of trash.
Listen, I've said this to you. I don't know if I've ever said this out loud. I think this might be breaking news here. But I used to, you know, do work with Real Housewives of New Jersey. So,
I love this. If you put anything on an island, it's going to work. Temptation. It's
pretty much, Temptation.
Love. Give me Hatred Island.
Hatred Island, that'd
Let's
be great.
Do that.
Wrestle Island.
That's a great, that's a good concept. UFC did that during COVID, right?
Yeah, Let's they did. Yep, yep, yep.
Guys, we have one more segment to talk about. So last call for Super Chats. Please do leave a thumbs up. But we're going to talk about, I think, what is the second most compelling, or first, depending on where you're at, story going into WrestleMania, which is this Paul Heyman love triangle, I feel like, that we're getting between CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Paul Heyman. We had a great, great, great steel cage match on Monday. I really, really liked what we got out of it. It ended with Roman Reigns pulling Seth Rollins out of the cage. The story before that being really fun of, like, doors open if you want to leave, but Seth Rollins and CM Punk just not wanting to win that way, just wanting to beat the hell out of each other. I love, love, love that. But it ends with Roman Reigns looking at Paul Heyman, like, holding CM Punk, who lost via the DQ. And it's actually pretty wild when you consider the fact that Paul Heyman managed CM Punk to the longest, at that time, title reign in history, managed Roman Reigns to the longest title reign in history, managed a third guy who we don't really talk about, but Brock Lesnar.
I don't want to either. Yep. No.
To the longest title reign in history. And he's such an interesting piece of all of this. Like, and I love that it's being played into. We have this favor with CM Punk where he can call it in, right? So I'm guessing Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins get set up, and then CM Punk has to worm his way in with this favor from Paul Heyman. But I really, really, really like the that Paul Heyman and his work with these guys genuinely in real life led to so much success that it's now leading to him being the linchpin of all of this. And he doesn't think he has a problem with Roman Reigns, because he comes out here and says it's Roman Reigns Day.
Right.
He's on the cover of WWE 2K25, which is released. He's got Reigns on the cover. He says he's gotten criticism from CM Punk from that, some other people, but he kind of dismisses Punk and Seth's criticism and says there's never going to be a Seth Rollins Day. And he dares anyone with a problem with him to confront Reigns in Italy next week on SmackDown. This didn't hit, I think, maybe the way that they were hoping it would. The live crowd was super into it in the beginning and then kind of tapered off. Yep. But I love where the story is going, because I think right now we have two triple threats with three baby faces in it, and that doesn't work, right? So we have Bianca, Rhea, and Io. And I think we're going to need to see some more bite in that. And we definitely need Reigns, Rollins, and Punk to have someone at least leaning heel in there, because in my opinion, all three of those guys should be heels.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So I love that Paul Heyman is, like, kind of this real hinge of the story. I'm really intrigued to see where that goes. Steel cage match was really, really strong Monday, I felt like. Mm-hmm. And we get Paul Heyman getting the crowd to say his name along with him. They kind of tuned out after, like, all right, you're promoting the video game, whatever. But I really like where this is going. I'm guessing this main event's night one. It's a fun way for CM Punk to kind of sneak in with this. How are you feeling about this story, and what did you think about Paul Heyman's segment tonight?
Well, first of all, the name that we weren't trying to say is Curtis Axel. So there you go. I just want to let you guys know. That's you okay, Kate? Don't.
Curtis Axel doesn't deserve that.
That's what we were talking about.
Not fair.
Not fair. It's kind of crazy to see, you know, Roman where he's at now, and you know, kind of like this, you know, spoiler to everything that Seth is doing. You know, like, why are you so mad, bro? You know, like, or is it CM Punk that he's really trying to target? Is it because of his relationship with Heyman? Is there something there? What was said to Heyman when Punk came in for that the Survivor Series match, if you remember? There's a lot of intangibles, a lot of things happening, and I can't wait to see where they go with it. It's kind of fun to see, you know, Roman away from the whole bloodline deal stuff. You know, until I'm pretty sure they're going to bring it back soon. But for now, it's just kind of fun to see where they're going with this. And Seth doesn't really have anything going on, so it's kind of fun to see him in the mix. You know, like, He's kind of just if this is something where it's a Roman and Punk deal, right? And poor Seth, who already has problems with Punk, is just now sitting there going, wait a second, you're taking the spotlight off of me because I hate this guy. You're gonna hate him too for being a weirdo with Heyman. You know, like what's happening here? And I'm hoping that we get a clearer picture. Maybe next week, who knows?
I think this is appropriately paced so far because there's obviously such a complex relationship between Seth and Roman from the Shields to now. And I think if there's a way for them to get to Seth Roman main event night one, and CM Punk just can't take it because that was supposed to be his main event and he has to call on Paul Heyman for this favor. And Roman says, what the hell, wise man? You can't just go
change
my match because of that. I think it could get really, really interesting. Yeah. And I think it could lead to CM Punk leaning heel, but I've also been wanting that literally since he came back to AEW because I just think he's the best bad guy like ever. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We will see what the rest of the road to WrestleMania has in store for us. But some good stuff with SmackDown. Love these electric crowds. Love the Street Profits getting a well-deserved title win. So thank you so much for joining us to hang out and talk all about it. Tomorrow, we've got your Collision Post show back in the rhythm for Saturday nights. Sean will be live after Raw live on Monday. So that's going to be that like late afternoon-ish time for those of you on the East Coast. We'll figure out what we're doing about SmackDown in Italy, I think. We'll see if we go at the same time. But Cardoza, when you're not dropping names in back of you,
or oiling myself up. Let's not forget that one.
Where can people find you?
My friends, we're just 2 likes away from breaking 100. So let's get those 2 likes in before we get out of here. You guys can head over to alexiscardoza.com. And you can make sure you follow my YouTube and all of my video, platforms, TikToks and YouTube and Twitch and all that stuff. We're going to be the rest of the year is going to be we're going to be hard at work. I got that 90s show along with Austin Romero. That's going to be dropping. I just dropped the name there. That'll be dropping March 28th, a.k.a. Mike Rome, the NXT and WWE future Hall of Famer ring announcer. So you guys can come and check us out. That's called That Was Pretty Retro 90s edition. That's what we're calling it. That Was Pretty Retro 90s edition. So go check out go through alexiscardoza.com and you'll find all the links in there, my friends. Thank you so much. And we made it over 100 likes. Woo-hoo! I appreciate all you so much. The person who liked it, who was number 100, you're getting a free bottle of clavicle oil. Just hit me up on my email and I'll make sure to send that your way.
Guys, you can follow me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We had a bunch of scoops coming out of Revolution for you. We did report that there was talk of merging those international and continental titles to, of course, the Contranational title at some point. If that would be the way to go.
Don't ever say it like that. Contranational.
The Contranational title. It can't be intercontinental. We got to go Contranational.
I don't think that's... Oh, God.
Lots of good stuff at FightfulSelect.com, but stay tuned for that Collision post show tomorrow. Collision has really picked up business over the past couple of weeks. So some good stuff there. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We'll see you next week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.